On a week when record numbers of Chinese warplanes have flown into Taiwan's air defence identification zone, escalating fears of military brinkmanship, Australia's former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has used a stage in Taiwan to launch a strongly worded criticism of China's government. He described the superpower as belligerent and blamed Beijing for escalating tension in the region. Mr. Abbott stopped short of supporting Taiwan's independence, but the unofficial visit and speech is likely to complicate relations with China even further. Here's Bill Birtles.
First of all, we would like to welcome the Honourable Tony Abbott, former Prime Minister of Australia, who has travelled to Taiwan despite the pandemic, to give us his remarks. Please welcome him with a warm round of applause.
Tony Abbott's efforts to travel to Taiwan this week weren't lost on his Taiwanese hosts. He's been feted like a current leader, given formal meetings with the island's president and foreign minister. And in front of both of them at a forum in Taipei today, he didn't mince his words.
2 years back, I hesitated to attend this conference, lest that provoke China. But since then, as you know, Beijing has torn up the One Country, Two Systems Treaty on Hong Kong. It's put upwards of 1 million Uyghurs into concentration camps. It's boosted cyber spying on its own citizens, cancelled popular personalities in favour of a cult of the Red Emperor, brutalised Indian soldiers in the Himalayas, coerced other claimants in its eastern seas, and flown ever more intimidatory sorties against Taiwan.
Other ex-PMs, particularly Malcolm Turnbull, have been publicly critical of China's actions, and Mr. Turnbull spoke to the same Taiwanese forum via video last year. But Mr. Abbott, in person, has sought to make a bigger impact.
It's weaponised trade, especially against Australia, with our barley, wine and coal exports all stopped on spurious grounds. And its embassy has published 14 demands, essentially that we become a tributary state that no self-respecting country could accept.
China claims it should rule Taiwan and routinely pressures foreign politicians and other organisations to shun the island. Tony Abbott didn't shut the door completely on seeking better ties with China, and he acknowledged its huge economic contribution to Australia's growth. But with China flying more Air Force planes than ever before near Taiwan, as it insists it must take control of the island within the next few decades, Tony Abbott said it's more important than ever to stand with Taiwan.
So if the drums of war can be heard in our region, as an official of ours has noted, it's not Australia that's beating them.
The Morrison government says Mr. Abbott is in Taiwan in a private capacity and is not an unofficial envoy. Richard McGregor, a China analyst at the Lowy Institute, says Beijing will likely take that into account in how it views the visit.
We can criticise his speech or praise his speech on its own terms, but, you know, there's no reason why he shouldn't be allowed to go there and speak. It's a free country, both Taiwan and Australia, and Mr. Abbott, you know, is free to do what he wants. Whether, in fact, he helped the bilateral relationship, probably not.
So far, China's government media hasn't mentioned Mr. Abbott's visit at all, but it has described a current visit by a group of French senators as seriously provocative. This is Bill Birtles reporting for PM.